Thank you so much for joining us today. We are joined by Embrace Your Sisters Vice President Megan Frieda. Thank you so much for being here today, Megan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This is exciting. You have a big event coming up. You want to tell us about it?
Yes. So we have our 14th annual Tea at 2 Fashion Show fundraiser. With COVID and everything, we had to think a little bit differently about how we were going to host the event. So this year, it's going to be completely virtual. And it's going to begin on Sunday, July 11th at 2 p.m. And we're going to have our link accessible until July 16th at 5 p.m. But the event will feature some fashions and silent auction and raffles. And we'll have videos from some local clothes peers and hair and makeup and fashion tips from Icon Salon and Canandaigua. And it's just going to be a really fun event, you know, just silent auctions galore and raffles and just exciting.
That's awesome. And for more information, you can check out your website, right? EmbraceYourSisters.org.
Yes, it has all the information on there. It has sponsorship opportunities. It has the event is free, so you can register right on our website. And then, you know, you'll get reminders to join us on the day of the event and then the week-long event.
Oh, that's cool. And you can get involved, too, by becoming a member of Embrace Your Sisters. And you would learn more of that website, correct? EmbraceYourSisters.org?
Yes. So you can become a member. We're always looking for volunteers once we get, you know, back to holding our in-person events. We hold two large events each year. Our biggest event that we hold is our fashion show. And then we have a walk in the fall. So we're always looking for people to volunteer at any of our events.
Oh, which I'm sure once we get back into the swing of things, right? So for the past year, how have you managed? I know a lot of companies have had to pivot, a lot of nonprofits. Obviously, you're 100% volunteer, so you're definitely all nonprofit. So how do you deal with that?
So we just, you know, unfortunately, we had to, you know, postpone and then cancel our events that we had throughout the year. But we're so fortunate, the communities that we serve. So we serve the 13 counties around the Finger Lakes, and we have tons of amazing people in the communities who do fundraisers throughout the year for us. They just collect money and they donate it to Embrace Your Sisters. But we have, you know, we're in a great position to be stable, but now we have to get back to, you know, raising that money to be able to help the people in our communities who are diagnosed with breast cancer. So we just have had to think differently throughout the past year.
Yeah, it's definitely made everybody think a little differently, right? But this Tea for Two fundraiser, fashion show fundraiser, like you said, is held virtually. It's the 14th annual. So did you do it last year at all, or were you not able to?
We didn't do it last year. So the last year we held it was in 2019, and we were able to raise over $35,000. So, you know, thinking about a whole year of not being able to, you know, hold events or fundraise, you know, we really got to come out strong and continue forward to make sure that we can continually help people.
Absolutely. And Embrace Your Sisters was founded in 2006. How did this Embrace Your Sisters start?
So it actually began as a chicken barbecue fundraiser. There was a group of friends, and one of them was diagnosed with breast cancer. And, you know, she really was looking at, you know, her diagnosis and her treatment, and she was almost forced to look at it as a menu because of just the financial state, and really couldn't focus on getting well and focusing on her treatment. So as they did this fundraiser, they realized there's a lot of people in need in a similar boat. So that's kind of how Embrace Your Sisters started, with this group of friends. One of them was diagnosed with breast cancer, and they realized, hey, this is a true need in our community. And that's when EYS was started, and we're 100% volunteer. We serve the 13 counties in and around the Finger Lakes. And what we do is we fill a unique role in breast cancer services by providing short-term emergency financial assistance to people.
So if they need something, they can call on you if they are dealing with breast cancer. And like you said, it's like a pick and choose menu kind of thing, which you don't want it to be, right? You don't want them to not get a treatment because they can't afford to pay their mortgage.
Right. We want people to focus on their diagnosis, their treatment, and their family, not the day-to-day living expenses that can mount up and become overwhelming. So we help with, you know, emergency funding to pay rent, mortgages, utilities, other necessary expenses in order to improve their quality of their lives and maintain, you know, that stable balance at home. You know, we were able to supply hearing aids for a patient who lost their hearing because of their chemotherapy treatment. So those things that we could take off their plate just helps them to really focus on getting better and focus on healing in their family.
Right. So this was started in honor of, is it Chris Ann Phillipson?
Yes. Yep. And, you know, unfortunately, Chris Ann lost her battle with breast cancer in 2016. So, you know, as in 2006, that's when Embrace Your Sister started. So as you can see, you know, those 10 years that Chris Ann was going through, you know, her treatment and a second round, and then ended up, you know, unfortunately passing away. So, you know, she really was the inspiration behind Embrace Your Sisters.
Yeah, and it really got, five ladies started this?
Yeah, there was five founding members of Embrace Your Sisters, and we're just so fortunate to have an organization like Embrace Your Sisters in the Finger Lakes, and you know, we just hope that we can help as many people as possible. That's why we are looking to continue on with events and fundraising to make sure that, you know, all that money that we raise goes right back into the communities that we all live in and work in.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's hard. My mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. She is still with us, but it was very hard for her, and she was in Florida, and I don't know what assistance or help that she had, but we're very fortunate here to have you.
And my mom had breast cancer twice. So, you know, everybody is touched by breast cancer in some way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. whether it's a family member, a friend, a coworker, and, you know, just thinking back to when my mom first had breast cancer, you know, if an organization like Embrace Your Sisters was around, you know, that could have made the difference in different people's lives. So.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of difference. And like you mentioned, like, you don't want people to have to worry about the bills and not take care of their health, because that's what's going to, that's what, as women, that's what we a lot of times do, right? We don't worry about ourselves as much as everyone and everything else.
Yes, for sure.
So this is a Embrace Your Sisters fills a unique area by providing short-term emergency financial assistance to residents of, and it's all the 13 counties in New York that you mentioned?
Yes. We originally were only serving 7 counties, but then we were actually able to go back because we saw that there was a need in, you know, the outer counties around the Finger Lakes. So we were able to, you know, in the past 2 years, expand our reach to really help more people.
Oh, wow. And those do include Monroe, Ontario, Wayne, Allegheny, and, you know, the whole list you also have, I'm sure, on your website,
yeah,
which is great.
It's listed right on our homepage.
All right. So if we are hearing this for the first time, say we have been diagnosed and we are struggling with the bills and how to make this work and the co-pays or the, I mean, at this point, a lot of them are high cost, high pay plans. How do we get in touch with you to get you some help?
So you go right to our website, embraceyoursisters.org. We have a phone number and we actually have the application right on our website. And you can call or you can fill out the application. And we have this amazing person named Krista. She's on our board and she talks to every single applicant. You know, you submit your application, you call and you get her and she talks through everything with you. You know, even if for some reason we're not able to help, we follow, you know, some guidelines to make sure, you know, as far as your income and financial statements, but she talks through everything with you and she is amazing. And even if we're not able to help, we're able to just offer recommendations and provide some guidance. So Chris is amazing and she reaches out and gets back to everybody.
I love that. I love that very much. In fact, what I love so much about Embrace Your Sisters is it was started by a group of friends, her friends and sister, because they saw the need that she was showing, you know, and then they took care of that. Are you one of the friends? How did you get involved?
I'm not, actually. So I was a volunteer at an event over 10 years ago. I was a model in the fashion show with my mom, who was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then after that, I saw what Embrace Your Sisters did. And I was like, I need to be on the board. I need to be part of this. So I've been on the board for years and years. But you know, it's just something that you're so proud of and that you're just able to help and,
right.
and give back to the community.
Yeah, because you're not getting paid for this. You're just a volunteer because this is 100% volunteer.
Yeah, our whole board staff, we have no paid staff at Embrace Your Sister. So the money that we raise truly goes right back into helping recipients.
Megan, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
How do you become a member? If you want to become a member, what do we need to do?
Go right to our website, embraceyoursisters.org, and the information is all right on there.
And volunteers, like you mentioned, are always needed. You can also call 624-9690 or check out their website, embraceyoursisters.org, which I love. I mean, it's basically exactly what you think it is, right?
Yep.
So it's fantastic. And you can hold or attend an event. That will help you get involved too, right? There's a lot.
Yeah, we have lots of organizations, you know, within the community that will do, you know, dress down, you know, jean days on Friday, and they'll raise money and they'll donate it back to Embrace Your Sisters, or they just hold different, you know, a Zumbathon or whatnot, and they're able to raise money for Embrace Your Sisters. So there's tons of organizations out there that really support us. But if you need information about how to hold or attend an event, all our information is right on our website.
And so is the information about the annual Tea at Two fashion show, right?
Yes. Yep. Right on the homepage, you'll see our model up there and sponsorship opportunities and information about how to register for the event and the dates and the times. All of it's right on embraceyoursisters.org.
All right. That's wonderful. It starts July 11th at 2, and it will be accessible until July 16th at 5. Once again, it is virtual, right?
Yes.
We'll feature fashion, a silent auction, and a raffle. Or is there more than one raffle?
So we're doing a wine pull. So.
Oh, nice.
Yes, yes.
That's awesome. What is that? What is that? A wine? Oh, a wine pull. Okay, okay.
Yep. So you actually can go on there. You give money and you get a mystery bottle of wine with a wine bag, and then you get entered into a raffle to win a bigger prize.
Well, that's awesome. See, so many fun things going on. Who knew?
Who doesn't love wine?
I know, right? We all do. Of course we do. The 14th annual Tea at Two fashion show fundraiser will be held virtually, like we said, and you can check it all out at embraceyoursisters.org. Well, Megan Frieda, we want to thank you very much for helping us out today from Embrace Your Sisters and being here. We really appreciate it. Good luck on your event.
Thank you so much.